This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's 7 after the hour on the Thursday installment of the DJB program. We here have acknowledged that there's no reason for us to want to dominate the radio business. I think there are a lot of problems that go with world domination, and we found that out ourselves. Those of you who want to be the biggest, I want to be the biggest, really. You know what that does for your life cycle? Ask the guy who's the chairman of American Airlines how his health is these days. He can go around to almost any big conglomerate, big business, and their health is not so great. And I don't know whether when I think about the Chinese, this week has been marked by me being involved in a seminar, a broadcast seminar on China and what impact they're having on our lives here and elsewhere. And I'm thinking to myself as I've gone through all that, why would you want... it's the same. I can go anywhere. Jennifer can go anywhere. Victoria can go anywhere and not have to worry about being either mobbed by a crowd. I've had nice visits with people who listen to us. Oh, excuse me. But you know what I mean. Our lives are pretty normal. And people who are in, people who are in the public eye, if you will, some refer to us as celebrities. I'm not a celebrity. I do a radio program, and it's part of my daily routine, something that I've been doing for a long time, and most of my life, as a matter of fact, and I really like it. And part of what I like about it is that I can do it and not have to worry about what the entrails are. But if you're a big-time politician, what do you think happens with Nancy Pelosi when she goes anyplace, whether it's for dinner or gets on a plane or walks down the street? The same thing is true for a lot of people who run big businesses. It just depends on what you want.
Politicians, when it becomes, when we're so divided and everybody is so emotional about politics, people, I was listening to somebody yesterday say that they had a drink thrown in their face on election night because they were wearing a Trump hat or Sarah Sanders. I'm sure the same stuff happens on the left as well. It's like if somebody that you don't like, all of a sudden we can't just coexist with them. We actually have to throw something at them to tell them that they're wrong. It's a pretty sad state of affairs, actually.
So then I wonder.
It's different than Hollywood, where most people will like you.
Yeah. There are people who are on the top of that game who have a hard time having privacy or life. Life goes on, but their lives are not private per se. At any rate, I just was thinking about that. Why would we? The Chinese said they want to dominate by the 100th anniversary of the 1949 switch to Maoism or to communism. There is this need, they think they want to control the world, and they'll have people that'll, their hegemony, I think it's referred to as hegemon, but that means that you control what the world does, more or less. People say that's the United States. That's why people don't like the United States, who are not in the United States, but there's still more people. I don't see a whole lot of people trying to get into China. Do you? A whole lot of people trying to get across the border from Tibet to go into China.
One person, at least.
So, and that's the case here. Anyway, I'm being a bit philosophical. Let's get to the hard items of discussion in this hour with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen. Peter Tran is at the controls in our studio in Washington. The testimony yesterday, is there anything that came out of it that was unexpected, Jen, or anything worthwhile to talk about, or is it the same old junk?
It wasn't unexpected if you'd read the report, but how many people will say that they actually read all 400-plus pages of Michael Horowitz?
You have Victoria, right? Victoria's read it all.
Sure.
Right.
Every page. With a highlighter, I noticed. She was marking it up, post-it notes.
Right.
So the testimony, I think, was a bit disturbing. But let's just take Trump out of it. Let's take everybody out of it. When you hear about some of the practices and wrongdoing at the FBI, our privacy is not what we thought it was or not what we think it could be, because these FISA courts, which I don't think many of us knew about before this whole scandal broke out, approve over like 90% of the applications that are handed to them. And then you have 17 clear pieces of evidence of wrongdoing that Michael Horowitz put out in his report, where you see FBI agents falsifying documents, where you see the wrong people in charge of the wrong investigations, all leading to surveilling American citizens who actually worked for the government. One of the big sticking points of this is that to pull the FISA warrant to start surveilling some of these members of the Trump campaign, the FBI said that Carter Page, and this feels a bit in the weeds, was actually working against the United States when he was actually working as an asset of the CIA. He was actually working for our government. So there were some big glaring issues. Now the question is, was that political bias or not? And Michael Horowitz, his scope of his investigation was simply with the Justice Department and with current employees. He couldn't go beyond that scope, which is why there's now an attorney, John Durham, who's investigating everything else that's around it. It's much broader than that. And he said he couldn't prove political bias, but he also said something kind of interesting. He said, I can't prove that there wasn't political bias during his testimony. He said anyone who came in contact with this investigation should not consider themselves to be vindicated because there was just so much wrongdoing. And the question is, was it mistakes? Was it all honest errors? Was it just, you know, people who were not properly trained to follow procedure of the FBI? Or was there something greater in terms of political bias? And that's really what he presented and answered questions on for a long time yesterday. It was probably over 8 hours, I think, once it was all said and done.
Wow. And we're paying for this show, for this circus. We're paying for it. We're all of us are paying for it. Do you realize how much have you paid?
Having an inspector general, regardless of the administration that's in power, that's important. He serves an important
function.
But I'm
talking about the FBI. I'm talking about all of these ancillary groups, the spaghetti soup. The CDC doesn't really do its job. They do a half-assed job. There is, you know, good information that comes from them, helpful information that comes from them. But they, along with the FDA especially, are pretty drug-focused. And that's not where the public is going, for the most part. It just isn't. And so we're steering a course that keeps going against the grain of what the average or what most people, the majority of people, want. And it is very discouraging. We don't want all of this stuff. We want things to function well. We want order. We want justice. We want fairness. And we don't get any of that.
Well, and I think in this case, I think we all want.
Back to what I said about being big. We're too big. There's too many people here. You can't manage them. Anyway, go ahead, Jennifer.
In this particular circumstance, I think what we all want, too, or at least we think we want, is privacy. Now, in this day of technology, we're all more than willing to give up our privacy on social media and having, you know, the A word hanging out in our house with our home speakers and all of that stuff. But yeah. I think we still think that we have some privacy from the government, and what we're learning more and more is that really that shouldn't be an expectation anymore, I don't think.
Well, you see that, and we talk about it and we complain about government interference from other countries when we have all kinds of interference here in our own lives and our own country. There's just too damn much government. That's all there is. I was kind of interested to review what the president said about the security guard who was assigned to his campaign rally in Pennsylvania, a woman in a Me Too hat wearing a T-shirt with a middle finger on it, snuck into an area that was near the stage and waved around a sign with a middle finger and the phrase, grabbing power back, and somehow she was ejected. Trump ordered security to eject her, get her out, he said, and then footage showed a guard holding his arms above the woman trying to guide her to the exit, but not touching her. She waved the sign that he was talking about. And then,
by the way, I can't blame that security guard. I know Trump was taunting him, but if you're that security guard
did the right thing. He can't put his hands on a woman. She was not doing
anything.
Especially
a woman wearing a Me Too hat.
Trump obviously is immune to all of that, so he just wanted the guard to rough her up and throw her out. So it was pretty disgusting if you see the footage.
What was
As
it?
A woman, it was, I found it vile, actually.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to make of it, except that it's just...
You wouldn't encourage it, Doug.
You wouldn't want a man to put
his hands on a woman who didn't do anything except is peacefully protesting. It's ridiculous.
Right. But Trump referring to the security guard as being politically correct.
No, that's just so. Correct. I'm really tired of this whole politically correct label. There are certain things that are just the right thing to do and the wrong thing to do. That's not political. You don't put your hands on a woman. The guard did the right thing, and then Trump completely just berated him, said he wasn't. Basically, it amounted to him saying he wasn't good at his job, and it's crazy, absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
This is, and this kind of stuff is why, when Jen said we feel so emotional about things, a lot of women do feel very emotional about this administration and this president because things like that happen. And a lot of women feel under attack.
All right, let's step it up once then, Victoria. One more. Let's bring it up. Let's bring one more area, whether this is part of privacy. Jennifer, it's nobody's business. When the headlines, now, if your name is Trump, you're the focus of attention, no matter where you are, what you're doing. So Trump Jr. is in Mongolia on a hunting trip, and he kills a sheep that apparently is very rare. And now there are lots of people who criticize. I'm not a hunter. I don't have tolerance for hunting, frankly, unless you're doing something that helps the overall population to stay healthy of whatever breed it is that you're shooting. But at any rate,
people shoot sheep.
Well,
I'm totally unaware of that.
They did.
You can hunt a sheep. I didn't even. There's a permit that was stand there.
Yeah, there was a permit issued after he shot this endangered sheep. I'm not sure he even knew that it was a sheep, frankly. But this happened a few months ago, and it's now just coming to light because anything that Trump does. Now, I'm not. Listen, you're not going to hear me like. Anything to do with hunting, because I think it's barbarous, but it just goes to show you sort of what I said a few minutes ago. There's no privacy with these people who are on the top. Does he deserve
if
to
that
be?
Was if Obama shot a sheep, that would be like all around the world, everyone would hear that news. So I don't really know that this is a case of privacy. They're public figures. They make themselves public figures. They go
well,
on
that's
TV
the point.
And
yeah, but you're making my point. You're making my point for me. You can't. There's no privacy.
I'm still disturbed that someone can shoot a sheep and call it hunting.
Well,
I thought like that the point of hunting is they're supposed
depends
to be
on where
man
you are.
Versus beast and stuff.
In Mongolia,
no, you shoot everybody. I mean, they have
sheep.
They have.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, yeah, you can shoot
well,
all
you can
stuff.
Use them.
You
for
can
things.
Shoot anything. I mean, I get that, but I'm just saying I've literally in my entire life, and we have family friends who are. I've grown up with hunters. I have never heard of anyone hunting.
Well, this is not. It's not like the Baba black sheep that you're thinking about. These look like. I mean, they've got horns. They have fur, and they are hunted over there for their fur and their
fur.
Whatever.
And somebody will make a trophy out of the head of this sheep because of the horns
sure
and stuff like that.
I'm not a hunter, but this kind of stuff happens far more frequently than we think.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
They have, like,
it's still going on.
They have,
on,
like, amusement parks
pressure.
For hunters where you can go in and just, I mean, the animals are kind of in there, and you just go.
Yeah, right. It's just, there's a sickness to this. You want to kill something? What's that say about
for sport? Right. Yeah, I don't get
okay.
that.
Okay, all right. I'm going down a rat hole here in my own mind because I just don't like that stuff. At any rate. But it does make my point about not being able to do or be in private if you are on the top of some kind of heap. It's time for us to remind you about how easy it is for you to break through all of the various advertisements that will come your way right after the first of the year. It's like somebody throws a switch. Time to lose weight. Go exercise. Get on this program. Get on that diet. Do this. Do that. So what I'm trying to do is get you onto the healthy path early so you don't have to go through all those crash diets and the drugs and the stimulants and the exercise. Well, exercise is good for you. That's good. Calitrin is the weight loss formula. Pretty simple bottom line stuff. The way to eat and enjoy yourself is to protect your body by being healthy now and through the season and into next year. And you'll lose weight and keep it off with Calitrin, the most popular, healthiest choice for weight loss any place. So go to Calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. That's the message. And get the essential ingredients that keep the weight off. And you get a three, let's see, what do you have? You get 3 months supply. You pay for it, get three free. Use the DJV code to save money and to save yourself. Get on that diet. Calitrin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Didn't take a lot of thinking or figuring to identify who that is. One of the most exciting musical lines from a show. Lots of energy. Olivia Newton-John and the focus on her, the foundation that she set up and work on some of the things that have been important. She has set the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Wellness and Research Center up, and an anonymous donor. I think we were speculating how much this jacket was worth, because we were talking about the jacket from Greece that was put up for auction, and somebody bought the jacket last month for $243,000, and now the jacket's being sent to the Wellness Center, and so it'll be on permanent display. This person bought the jacket and gave it back to Olivia Newton-John. She's had this three times now, right? Breast cancer.
Yeah.
The most recent a couple of years ago, and she's still fighting it. In a sweet video that she posted, she immediately tears up when the Leon Renner explains that he's returning the jacket to her. The odds of beating a recurring cancer using the newest emerging therapies is a thousandfold greater now than somebody appearing out of the blue buying your most famous and cherished icon, returning it to you, which is what I'm going to do right now. That's what the fella said. They then go on to open the big pink box and wrapping paper to reveal the jacket. You, where are you, my friend? Newton-John squeals before hugging the jacket.
It's a
the
cute
man's
video.
Face was blurred so nobody could see who he was. He wants to remain anonymous. So there's another example of what I was talking about with regard to fame. Some people choose not to have it. Guy doesn't want it. He's just doing something good. Nothing wrong with that. It is kind of cute, the jacket and the whole story that goes with the movie and her relationship with John Travolta, all that.
I can't believe it's worth $243,000.
I know.
That's kind of crazy. It's wonderful that this guy had the money and all the money is being donated to cancer research, but I just can't believe that the bidding went that high.
Mm. You know, I wonder about, this is an aside, and I probably shouldn't go down the street right now, where the money goes for,
I think in her case, in her foundation.
Is legit.
I absolutely, I'd put my money towards her than Susan G. Komen or some of the Komen other bigger ones, you know.
Complete waste of, yeah, exactly. 26 past the hour on the DJV show, Jennifer and Victoria and Doug and I and you and all of us now focusing on Woody Guthrie. And a song that has become synonymous with his name. Land is your land. Land is my land. From California to the New York Island. New York City is going to host a concert in February to mark the 80th anniversary of Woody Guthrie's classic song that you're listening to. This is the original version of the song. The Guthrie Center in Tulsa announcing that the concert takes place February the 23rd at Town Hall in Tulsa. Town Hall in Midtown Manhattan, near where Guthrie is believed to have written the song in February of 1940. The concert includes performances by John Fulbright and Brangy. Is that how you pronounce the name from Oklahoma? Is it Brangy?
I am not familiar with that act, but yes. I don't know as good as mine.
Haley Hendricks.
I'm guessing if you're big in the Woody Guthrie world, that
the bluegrass.
All,
the bluegrass world. This is all bluegrass stuff.
I know who Jeff Tweedy is, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Guthrie, born in Okemah, Oklahoma, 50 miles south of Tulsa, 1912. He wrote This Land Is Your Land, which became the best-known song of travel across our country. Proceeds from this concert will support the Woody Guthrie Center, which opened in Tulsa in 2013. A lot of exhibits, educational programs, concert series. Good place to stop. Good tourist attraction, kind of a... This is a fabulous song. Listen to the lyrics. Anytime you can sit down and just Google the song, listen to it. It just is a fabulous review of our fabulous country. This land is made for you and me. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Shining, then I was strolling in the wheat fields waving.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Members of the U.S. House Judiciary Committee debating articles of impeachment against President Trump and holding a rare evening hearing last evening where Wisconsin Republican Jim Sensenbrenner called it the weakest impeachment case in history.
Unlike the Nixon and Clinton impeachment, there is no crime that is alleged to have been committed by the President of the United States. There are policy differences.
Democrats accuse Trump of abusing power and obstructing Congress in the Ukraine scandal. Voters in the UK are going to the polls today. Parliamentary elections pit Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party against Jeremy Corbyn's Labour Party. The last Fed policy meeting of the year ends with no change in interest rates. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Minutes past the hour. It's the DJ V Show. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Peter is at the controls. No Kara today. She's in Mexico, Dougie, enjoying the sun.
Is it still sunny there? Still nice and warm?
You know, these pictures she's posting are almost cruel and unusual.
I know.
Really? The pictures that my son is publishing, or putting up, you have been enjoying that on Instagram, the new puppy.
Oh,
he has
really cute. Your really new furry granddaughter is, oh my gosh, is she so cute.
She's really,
and the older dog, she sleeps on top
Frank.
Of him. It's the cutest.
Right. And that's where Daisy's going to stay when I have to come back and forth from the West Coast to the East Coast over the summer, over the winter time. So I'm thinking about how they all will, because that was easily Daisy get along with Frank. And so we see this little puppy, though, and it's sleeping with everybody. Brendan is so excited. Frank is a dog that I rescued
really
in 20.
It's funny how that characteristic is only cute when you're a dog.
What's that?
Sleeping with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Not as charming when you're not a dog.
No, it's not charming. All right, so DJV time, 35 past the hour. Jersey City, the subject this week of some real turmoil, and that's because of some really horrible things going on there. We had some sort of update. Yesterday we were talking about this, Victoria. It's close to where you are in Jersey. There wasn't a real, there was no understanding of what was going on. Is there more today?
A little bit. Not a whole lot, but a little bit more. And so last night, hundreds of mourners flooded the streets of Jersey City. They held funeral services for two of the victims who were killed, who were both Jewish. And then there are a few more details that are coming out. One of the assailants, this was a guy and a girl, a guy named David Anderson and a woman named Francine Graham. David Anderson was 47, Francine Graham was 50. The two of them were the attackers. This whole shooting spree began in a cemetery right outside of downtown Jersey City, and that's where a police officer was shot and killed. Then these two got into a rented U-Haul, and they drove about a mile to the Jersey City Kosher supermarket, and that's where there's video footage of them walking into the supermarket with their guns, and they basically were just started shooting into the supermarket. And then a bystander, this started at like 12:20 p.m., and then a bystander called 911 to report that the officer's body had been discovered in the cemetery, and then police arrived around 12:45 to the supermarket, heavily armed. They had armored vehicles, things like that, and this went on from, this started at 12:45 at the supermarket, and it ended at 4 o'clock, and this is how long this went on. Everything was on lockdown. New Jersey Transit shut down all the subways and trains, buses, schools were on lockdown. The entire city was just completely immobilized. And so they now know that these two assailants they have connections to what's called the Black Hebrew Israelite movement. It's essentially what that means. Scholars have said that most of the Black Israelites, that they share a belief that that African Americans are the true descendants of biblical Jews. It's a very anti-Semitic movement and group. And so police are now saying this was not a terrorist attack. It's domestic terrorism, I guess you could call it. But this was essentially a hate crime now. And that's how it's being investigated.
Come from? Where are these crazy people crazy ideas?
And these two are dead now, so we're not going to get any answers. So, but in the U-Haul that they rented, they found notes that had anti-Semitic writings on it, anti-police, things like that. So it gives us a few more clues into why this happened. And they also had a live bomb. A pipe bomb was found in the back of the U-Haul. So the police took it, the bomb squad took it, and said that it could have been detonated. That was probably the plan. But their plan was obviously foiled when they were killed by police. But it was just a horrible, horrible incident.
What craziness. Oy. All right, so we got that. Speaking of crazy, UK, the English are voting. And I'm wondering, what do you both you ladies think about as the Brits are going to the polls for another general election? This is the third one, by the way, in less than 5 years. It could shape the future. I mean, it will shape the future.
If things get done this time, yeah. But this is so similar to what's going on in Israel. They're up for their third general election, too.
Yep.
So, but with regard to this, it seems like that Boris Johnson's Conservative Party is in the majority, that it looks like they might win again, which means he will remain prime minister. Hmm. So nothing really is going to
change. But if people don't want Brexit, why are they voting for him?
Well, there have been a lot of surprises in the last few elections that they've had, so this could definitely end up having a majority. Unlike instead of the Conservative Party or the Labour Party, they're the two biggest. They also have the Liberal Democrats Party. They want to remain. The Green Party, also, I believe, they want to remain. And then they have the Brexit Party, who want a hard crash out of the EU. So there are other options in there, and it'll be interesting to see who ends up winning the majority, because there's so many different factions and different parties, and then what their plan will be.
Has bridesmaid syndrome.
No, totally, I'm sure.
Always the bride.
Always so close.
Yep.
Yeah.
But whoever wins is going to have they're going to have to come up with a real plan, because that's the knock on Boris Johnson. He has not been able to have a solid plan that anyone can seem to discern. So that's why he was in favor of going back to another general election. He's also hoping to pick up another 28 seats in the House of Commons, which will give him a solid majority, and then essentially he won't really have much opposition at that point. He gets to run the show, and that's obviously what he's wanted all along.
Mm. But again, the public, if you go through the polls, the public in England does not want to get out of the...
A lot of people have changed their minds. Yep.
Yeah. So why are they supporting him if that's the case? That's the thing.
I don't know. That's what early polls are showing, so I don't know. We won't really fully know the results probably until tomorrow morning, but it is very interesting to see how this goes. And again, people might say, well, why do we care about that? Well, because this has a rippling effect on all world markets, so it does matter.
It does. And it goes on in England. They're pretty close to us in lots of different ways, so what goes on there does impact us and affect us and... So you want the right thing to happen. Again, the definition of the right thing in this circumstance seems pretty clear, but it is confusing as to those people who say, okay, I don't want to get out of the European Union after all, and yet they're voting for Boris Johnson. Ah, strange. Couple of, you know, every day I look around for a couple of sports stories that I can understand that may not necessarily be...
I get notes from Lewis, my husband, probably twice a day now, and he writes, I know Doug hates football, but this is a good story. And then he'll say, I know Doug doesn't know anything about hockey, but this is a good story. The producer in him is constantly sending
me
stuff.
You should send them. Well, so you should send those along. This is a story about a St. Leo University basketball player. If you've seen this, this has gone viral. The video of him sucker punching another player, and I mean really sucker punching him, really nasty. And it gets around to the whole business of sports and what is sportsmanlike conduct and why this isn't taught as part of, you know, we're more taught to be aggressive because you got to win. It's for your alma mater and win at all costs. And that's not the way, in my mind, this sports is to teach you a lot of values, the hard work that it takes to be a winner, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, this kid uses his fist and his forearm to punch the player. I mean, punch him as hard as he can. And if you look at the other player, he was stunned and dropped to the floor. So anyway, there he it's just not allowed. And it's not you see this sometimes in basketball, in professional games, and they're all over him. So this guy was, his name is Hill, was punished, but not till after the video made its rounds on social media. He didn't get punished in the game, but he clobbers this kid. It's just, I mean, it's a yikes kind of a thing. You look at that and you think, how are you teaching sportsmanship conduct to young people with an example that is that just gross, really? So it's something if you want to look at, I mean, I'm calling your attention to it, maybe I ought not to be, but... it's just an example of really unsportsmanlike play. Today is Gingerbread House Day. Go back to the 17th century with us for a moment, when only professional gingerbread bakers were allowed to make gingerbread, except at Christmas and Easter, when anybody could bake it. In Europe, gingerbread was sold in special shops, seasonal markets, that only sold sweets. Gingerbread was especially sold outside churches on Sundays, too, for particular religious events. Who knew this? I didn't. This is all news to me, Victoria. I didn't know there was a thing that required that you have, it's like a special ID to buy gingerbread.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Given as presents to adults and children, or as a love token bought specifically for weddings. Gingerbread also considered a form of popular art over in Europe. Molds often displayed actual happenings by portraying new rulers in gingerbread form, their children, their spouses. That's interesting, huh? According to some food historians, the tradition of making gingerbread houses started in Germany in the 1800s. First gingerbread house was the result of a well-known Grimm's fairy tale, Hansel and Gretel. Remember that from Hansel? Hansel and Gretel was one of the scariest two of those scary kids thing. Who stick your head in the stove? After the story was published, German bakers began baking ornamental fairy tale houses from gingerbread. They were brought over to America by German immigrants, became popular during the Christmas season. So that's the story behind the story for those of you who like gingerbread. You can get them anywhere, though, today, right? In this day and age? Mm-hmm. No, it's no big deal.
If you have a license, you just can't bake them.
Yeah. license to bake. That come from the English. Yeah, right? Some MI6. You have a license to bake. Television news, Savannah Guthrie undergoing eye surgery. She got a torn retina. Not on the Today Show this week.
I know about this.
That's you knew about this? Right,
Jim? Yeah, you had the same thing, right?
I had a detached retina, yeah.
Yeah. So what is... she's got a... apparently, she had an accident with her two-year-old son, and
he poked her in the eye with one of his toys. It was an accident, but
yeah,
accident. She had like five. I was watching the video of this. She had five different laser surgeries to reconnect it, and it didn't work. So now she had to go in for actually under the knife. Did you have to do that, Jen, or did you have laser?
Well, they lasered me, but then I had to... they put in the gas bubble, which they...
Remember,
then I had to lay flat so that it would actually hold it in place to heal.
Right. You haven't had trouble with it since then, though, have you?
Yeah, I haven't. And I actually just went in for my six-month exam. I was going every single day, and now it's been 6 months, and my vision is not... as sharp as it was, it's distorted, but I can get up to 20/20 with glasses, which is pretty good, and like 20/40 in that eye without glasses, so it's not bad. But I've noticed something. I've had two, you know how you get the blood vessels that burst in your eye?
Yeah.
I've had two in a row now in that same eye within like a month.
Really?
And so the doctor's going to do some other tests in April.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of scary. You know, when it's your eyeballs, you just, it's not good.
Other TV news, Britt McHenry. You know who Britt McHenry is? Host on Fox?
Barely, but yeah, she's a host on Fox, yeah.
Filed a lawsuit against Fox and several of the employees there because of sexual misconduct, at least allegations of it. The suit accuses her co-host, George Murdoch. I don't know who he is. Do you know who he is, Jennifer?
He's one of the Murdoch's sons, right?
The kids. She's going, but that's not who she's... it's not who she's going after. She's going after Tyrus, I think is his name.
Well, that's his name. It's George Murdoch's
Tyrus
name on the
Murdoch.
Air, Tyrus. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
She's going after her old... here, I'll tell you who it is. It's Tyrus is a commentator on Fox News. You would recognize him maybe. He used to be a professional wrestler, and he's a big... kind of a big hulking guy.
Yeah. Okay.
No, his last name's not Murdoch. His name is Tyrus something. I don't know what it is.
Maybe the Murdoch guy is named in the lawsuit then as well, because his name is definitely connected to this. Okay. Yeah.
No, she's going after Fox News. Oh, actually, it happens to be his last name. Yeah, George Murdoch is Tyrus's real name, but he's not related, I don't think, to the Murdoch family. At least it doesn't look like he is.
So anyway, the suit claims that Fox is a sanctuary still for sexual harassers, enabling men to abuse female employees. Certainly the Roger Ailes situation and what happened with Bill O'Reilly and all that other stuff makes them a target. So I thought that they cleaned it up. Murdoch's were cleaning things up over there. That's what they said anyway. So see what happens with that. Jennifer, what's on tonight?
All right, tonight we've got a new episode of Mom, and it's a sad look back at the holidays that happened before sobriety for Bonnie and for Christy. That's on CBS tonight at 9. Also, the Great American Baking Show, Holiday Edition. That's on ABC. The
Gingerbread.
Season premiere of that. Yeah, exactly. The season premiere of that at 9. Before that, however, if you want to get into the holiday spirit, at 8 o'clock, Olaf's Frozen Adventure is at 8. And then at 8:30, the Toy Story Christmas Special. CBS All New tonight with Sheldon, the Unicorn, as we talked about, Mom, Carol's Second Act, and Evil. That's all new. On CW, you've got a new episode of Supernatural at 8 o'clock, followed by Legacies, the Christmas Monster. That's at 9 o'clock. And Ellen's doing her Greatest Night of Giving again on NBC at 8, followed by an episode of Superstore in Perfect Harmony.
Thank you, Jennifer Horn, 10 before the hour.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Three past the hour, Tech Talk time here on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan, first focusing on some of the best tech products of the decade. That announcement made. Tech writers reviewing some of these things. What do you find that's a surprise here? Anything, Victoria?
Really, no big surprises other than when you really look back at this past decade from 2010 to now winding down to at the end of 2019, it is kind of impressive when you look back at some of the major things that we rely on now, and they all came from this decade. The number one thing being the iPad. That was invented in 2010. That's when it was first, well, that's when it first hit the market, and it was the, if you think about it, the iPad really changed tablets forever. Apple sold four and a half million of them in the first quarter after the launch, and it became one of the fastest selling gadgets in history. And so that's been named the number one gadget of the decade. Number two is the Roku streaming box. Now, I don't really know too many people who had the Roku box. However, this also came out in 2010. That accelerated what is now called cutting the cord with cable TV, because the Roku box allowed you to stream Netflix and Hulu and all those other things that didn't really exist before that technology. So that got named number two. Number three was the MacBook Air, which came in at 2.5 pounds and 1/10 of an inch thick. And Steve Jobs was still alive at the time. This is also 2010. And he touted that, the MacBook Air, as the future of computers. And he was not wrong. It eventually set the standard for thinly created laptops. And so now everybody kind of stacks themselves up against the MacBook Air. Number four, in 2011, came the Nest Learning Thermostat. Now, this is something that is in millions and millions of homes. This was the first smart thermostat that allowed people to, when they were away from their home, change the temperature in their house, heating, cooling, whatever, also smoke detectors, through an app. So that was a big deal. Number five, the Philips Hue Smart LED Light Bulbs allowed people to also control the color and the of the light bulb. It changes color, and you can use it all remotely through the app. That was a big deal. Number six was Chromecast. This also allowed people to plug into the HDMI port of their TV and then sync up to Wi-Fi so you can actually stream content from the internet. That was a really big one. That's before smart TVs existed. The Chromecast actually made a TV smart by hooking it up into that USB port. Number seven was Flex by Fitbit. Think about how many people have Fitbits. This came out in 2013 and completely changed the market of wearable technology and became a very popular Christmas gift in 2013. And another top design that they has gotten mentioned is Amazon's Echo. Now, essentially, Amazon's Echo products, not as highly rated as some of the other products. However, in 2014, they were the first to mainstream artificial intelligence and AI assistance. So Alexa really is kind of what started with all of the AI assistance. And now everything is voice command. So that was already all the way back in 2014.
How about that? All right, so let's see what we have here from Craigslist. Apparently, there's a lot of focus on this new app they have.
The Geek Out.
Craigslist, the epicenter of digital classified ads since 1995, remains a place filled with really good discoveries and deals, and also the dangers of scams and offers that seem too good to be true. Now, not much has changed over the years until last week when the site released its first official app. Yes, Craigslist now has an app that has been much needed since the site was never really good for perusing on a mobile device. Now, the app is almost equally as lo-fi as the site, but also as functional for both buying and selling items and services. The new Craigslist app for iOS is available now. It's free, and we've posted the link to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right. Here's a big story for this week, Victoria. YouTube banning insults.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So YouTube is updating its harassment policy. It's been trying to cut down on toxic interactions on their platform. They already ban users if they explicitly threaten someone, if they show confidential personal information, extortion, or if they encourage harassment. Now, YouTube says they will no longer allow veiled or implied threats. Now, that includes simulating violence against an individual. It also bans demeaning language, defined as insults involving race, gender, sexual orientation, or other protected attributes. And YouTube said that this applies to YouTube creators, public officials, and private individuals as well. They also admitted that this is going to be difficult to police and to enforce, but at least it's a step in the right direction.
All right, so there you go. An overview of some important things that have happened this week in the world of technology. I'm Doug Steffen along with Victoria Keelan here.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.